will end a deadlock over the delivery of coal supplies from Hunterston to the Ravenscrake Steelworks.
I hope that the result of this agreement by the Ravenscrake Works Committee will be to clear the way for the Transport and Owner Workers Union National Docks Committee to move towards the settlement of the dock strike tomorrow, but that'll be a matter for them.
Have you been in contact with them?
There were contacts yesterday, yes, with the national dock officers of the TNG.
And does it seem likely this will end the national strike call?
I think that is a matter for the TNG, but they were certainly very helpful yesterday in reaching this understanding regarding Hunterston.
Meanwhile, the national executive of the Miners' Union has given their full backing to Arthur Scargill's negotiations with the Coal Board, and they've agreed that talks should continue. But one member made it clear the negotiations haven't reached anywhere near finality. There's been a sharp fall in Britain's industrial production, reflecting the current coal and docks dispute. Industrial production in the last quarter fell by 0.7% and stands at its lowest for more than a year. Economists say the miners' strike accounts for most of the fall. Police frogmen searching for a missing British Rail steward have recovered a body from the docks in the centre of Bristol. Yesterday, the man's blood-soaked car was found nearby. Philip Wilcock reports.
The body has been found after an extensive search by police divers near Bristol's floating harbour. Yesterday, a car belonging to 32-year-old British Rail steward Mark Yendall was found by the waterside, its back seat and windows smeared with blood. The car had been there for some time and had even been moved by several motorists because it blocked their paths. Mr. Yendall disappeared on Monday night after finishing work at Bristol Temple Mead Station, where he worked as a steward. Police say the body hasn't been identified, and until the pathologist finishes his examination, they can't say whether foul play is suspected. Philip Wilcock, IRN, Bristol.
Salvage experts have now recovered the first full barrel of uranium hexafluoride from the wreck of the nuclear carrier, the Mont Louis, which sank in the North Sea nearly 3 weeks ago after colliding with a passenger ferry. The Greenpeace ship Sirius is anchored by the wreck site off the Belgian coast, monitoring the operation. From there, Graham Smith reports.
Today's been something of a breakthrough for the salvage company. The weather is the best it's been for a week, and there are now divers in the water. The barrel containing uranium hexafluoride, a highly toxic chemical, was lifted clear of the wreck by a giant crane tied up alongside. The divers are equipped with instruments to measure radioactivity, but a bigger danger is that water may enter the barrels and possibly lead to an explosion. The Mont Louis is now in two pieces, about 40 feet apart, and it's still a race against time. The salvage firm is clearly anxious to recover the chemicals before the weather turns. Graham Smith, IRN, at the wreck of the Mont Louis in the North Sea.
Independent Radio News.
Yes, it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Yes, it's over, the kicks are gone. Chips are down. Pity all our brains.
too little, too late. We knew it had to end.
Thank you. hope you enjoyed your tea at 3 this afternoon with Johnny Mathis, the Congregation, and Chicago. More tea at the same time tomorrow. You're with Sunshine. It's 3:13.
Sunshine Radio. All Radio.
Hope Wells of Tenbury Wells are dealers for Tatung TVs and videos. Don't miss the latest VHS remote control video from Tatung at Hope Wells. Also, they're sole area distributors for Zanussi color TVs with their new concept in looks and design. They have the best professional qualifications and over 30 years experience available to you. They take pride in all their after-sales backup and they'll service any TV or video. And no matter what TV they sell, it comes with a 4-year guarantee. Hope Wells of Tenbury. Commercial buildings, Bridge Yard, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. Telephone Tenbury Wells 811318. Or after 6 p.m, Tenbury Wells 810843. Hope Wells of Tenbury Wells.
The Domestic Appliance Spare Centre in Corfe Street, Ludlow, have everything to repair domestic appliances and will service or repair your vacuum cleaner, usually within 24 hours. They have remanufactured vacuum cleaners from $29.95, twin tub and automatic washing machines from $89.95, and reconditioned cookers to order from £70. And now, immersion heaters complete with thermostat, especially for hard water, all fully guaranteed. The Domestic Appliance Spare Centre, 148 Corfe Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5636. Ludlow 5636.
BC Jones are civil engineers and surfacing contractors at Dorrington. They're contractors for three councils and the Area Health Authority. So you're well assured of first-class service and quality workmanship at the keenest possible price. BC Jones supply topsoil, garden stone, tarmac, concrete, and in fact all surfacing materials. They landscape, construct roads and drives, patios, sewers, maintain property and gardens. The list is endless, but in short, BC Jones at Dorrington offer a full and complete service with advice and estimates free. They'd even help with design work for you. Phone Barry or Sue anytime for further information. BC Jones, civil engineers and surfacing contractors at Dorrington. Phone Dorrington 357. That's Dorrington 357.
All the thrills, spills and excitement of international motocross can be yours. This Sunday, the 16th of September, riders from Germany, Belgium, Holland, Switzerland and the UK will be fighting it out in the final round of the Whitbread International Championships. That's international motocross at Land Farm, Twitchen, near Craven Arms this Sunday. Look out for the signs. There's also the final rounds of the 125 and 250cc, plus the four-stroke British Championships. Be there this Sunday at Land Farm, near Craven Arms for International Motocross.
Sunday, September 16th.
Sunshine playing all over Craven Arms.
Riding on the string. Deny the passenger who wanna get on. Deny the passenger.
been on the bus for ages. Anyway, in Girl Talk today, is the hyperactive child merely overactive? Well, we'll find out more in just a minute. And, of course, you're with Sunshine on 299. It's 3:17. This is Cyndi Lauper, and it goes out for Richard, Robert and Samantha. Today, we're finding out when the hyperactive child is just merely overactive or slightly naughty. When is a hyperactive child an active child? In the United States, where illness is big business, over 1 million so-called hyperactive children are being dosed with drugs to control what some people would see as ordinary naughtiness. One parent of one lively little boy received a note from his school teacher saying that if they didn't have their son given medication for his hyperactivity, he would be expelled from the school. So the parents wrote back saying that the child had been put on Ritalin, commonly prescribed for hyperactivity. In fact, nothing of the kind had been prescribed. Shortly afterwards, the teacher wrote back again and thanked the parents for their cooperation. Also saying that, the child's behaviour had become an awful lot better and it had vastly improved. You're not kidding. I mean, have you ever thought about all these children that are really just naughty? And all they want to do is have a little bit of attention. You're with Sunshine and it's now 3:26. We're continuing with the sound from, have a guess who? Little bit taste? Hazel Dean. I do. Susie Summers on Sunshine Radio 299. Sambo! Sambo in Worcester. That's the Co-op Boiler House. This record goes out to you from Irene, and she says that you love Elvis.
Oh, oh, I love you so. I can't let you go.
Do
some love and hold it tight. Tell me, baby, you gotta go. I got the hi-fi high and the lights down low. You say, wow, you better stay in power. Don't run away, I need your love tonight. I need your love tonight. I need your love tonight. I need your love tonight.
Here with Sunshine Radio 299.
Sunshine, playing all over Stokes and Millbrook.
Hello, hello, hello. What are you up to then?
Oh, hello, officer. We're just replacing these rotten windows and old boardings with these swish UPVC windows and claddings.
A likely story. Where are you from?
Homewell Home Improvements. We supply the trade and retail customers. Claddings, mastics, fixings, all at very good discounts. We can even deliver if you want.
Homewell Home Improvements, eh?
Yeah, that's right. We do council work, home extensions, porches, oh, in fact, almost everything to do with home improvements.
Homewell Home Improvements on Hereford 272-334. That's 272-334 or Worcester 24041. That's 24041. For second-hand parts for your car or light commercial, come to The Auto Breakers in Ludlow at Mitre Yard opposite the Bridge Inn. Ludlow Auto Breakers have a huge selection of parts for most cars and light commercials. Whether it's an engine or a light bulb, Ludlow Auto Breakers is the place to go. If the part you want isn't on the shelf, then they'll take it off the vehicle for you. And if you buy tyres from Ludlow Auto Breakers, they'll even fit them free of charge. They give top prices for MOT failures and write-offs, and also offer a free collection service. Whatever you need for your car or light commercial, phone Horace or John on Ludlow 4669, 7 days a week. That's Ludlow Auto Breakers, Corve Street, just opposite the Bridge Inn. And remember, they're open 7 days a week. You too can advertise your product or service on Sunshine. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
If you're over 25 and planning a party, get together, anniversary to celebrate, or whatever, you need music for your party. Hire me, Rob Yarnold, with my Old Gold Roadshow. It's music with a difference, all night long. It's Oldies. Phone Wychenford 700 for full details during office hours. Wychenford 700 for Rob Yarnold's Old Gold.
Sunshine Radio. Old Radio.
Tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll, sell your soul, pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white line go a long way, either up your nose or through your fame, with nothing to gain except killing your brain. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it. Higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Turned you on.
You really turned me on and on.
Could you come down?
My temperature is rising.
When the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
Okay.
Athletes rejected, governors corrected, gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided, the women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke, it's hard as hell to fight it, don't fight it!
Free! Rock! Free! Rock! Free! Rock! Free!
Well, White Lines went out for Dave in Bard Street, Hereford. So how's your afternoon going, Dave? And let me tell you that we're still staying with the Virgo today, and I'll be telling you a little bit about their affinities. It's Sunshine Radio on Thursday the 13th of September with the Thompson Twins.
Love on your side. You got love, love.
Well, the affinities of a Virgo. Virgo people are particularly like the company of the individuals of four zodiac types. That's Taurus, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And the Aquarians, well, Virgo maintain an admirable relationship with an Aquarian. With a Sagittarian, Virgo admires his keen sense of justice. And on to Pisces. Well, Virgo feels particularly sorry for a Piscean and will exercise a lot of their patience. Aries, a Virgo will criticize them and question their ability. Then there's Leo, also prone to criticism from a Virgo, but their extravagance shocks them much more. Finally, Gemini. Virgo takes the twins to task for their exaggeration and untruths. A Virgo will not tolerate this at any price. Well, what are your stars and how do you affiliate with a Virgo? It's 4:30. 4:40, I'm sorry. This is the sound of Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed.
Oh,
who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I don't know about Ghostbusters, but you've been calling Sunshine Radio, and we thank you. Can I remind you about some sweet corn for sale? Then it's 10 pence each, or £3.50 for £50. £3.50, that is, for £50. You'll find us in a field obviously, on the A4110 Morriston Crossroad near Kingsland. It's open Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and remember to look for the signs. Can I just say a happy birthday to Brenda from Pat and Nandi, also Phil. He's in Lower Broadheath, he's a new listener to Sunshine, and he's doing his painting at the moment, so hi Phil. Also Jones, happy 16th birthday for you today from Mandy. And just to remind you that Roger Matthews will be with you after four today. This is Sunshine Radio. De Niro. Sunshine tomorrow afternoon has all the same features, and it's the recipe spot, tea at three, girl talk, and of course the astrology. And right now the Pointer Sisters go out to Pete and Steve in Malvern.
Fight. You walk out, I get mad, and we
Sisters, I need you. Sunshine Radio. Susie Summers here with you, and it is 4:52.
Sunshine playing all over Clee Hill.
Hobbiton Service Station, just 1 mile out of Ludlow, over Ludford Bridge. They're open 7 days a week until 8 at night. They carry spares, replacement parts and accessories at cash and carry prices. For example, exhausts, mini single box system, only £9.52. 2050 motor oil from only £3.50 per gallon. Marina, Allegro and Maxi brake pads, only £4.60 per set. There's 50% off recommended retail price on oil and air filters, plus brake shoes and pads. They're the local Skoda agents too. Hobbiton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584. That's Ludlow 2584. Hobbiton Service Station.
I call this board meeting to order. Now, the agenda.
Just a minute, Mr. Chairman. Before you bore the board with all that, it's about time this company was totally re-equipped with brand new wooden office furniture.
Order!
Yes, we should order it now. From Haslin of Ludlow Limited on Bromfield 439.
Order!
Haslin of Ludlow do veneered furniture. All sorts of furniture, built to your requirements. Filing, wardrobe, cupboards, desks, all matching office furniture.
Order!
And Haslin of Ludlow do soundproof screens for room dividing. They can even make staircases. So I propose that we re-equip our company with wooden office furniture to our requirements from Haslin of Ludlow Limited. The professionals in wood joinery. What do you say, Mr. Chairman?
Order!
There, I knew you'd see sense. Motion carried, then.
Haslin of Ludlow Limited. The professionals in wood joinery on Bromfield 439.
Here's an announcement for anybody who wants to lose weight. Weight Watchers are opening in Tendbury Wells at the Regal Centre on Monday the 17th of September at 7:30 p.m. New members are welcome, but be early. Join Weight Watchers now for only £2.75. Lose weight with Weight Watchers and learn to keep it off. For more information, call Richards Castle 659.
Have you done anything like this before?
My dear boy, I am a great actor.
Right. Here's the script.
Hardly Shakespearean one suspects.
Yeah, well, let's have a run through.
Baker's Bug and Warehouse, the Moor Bodenham, just opposite Bodenham Post Office.
Oh, look, Sir Henry, this is an ad, not an ode. We've got to tell them about the slightly used TV and music centres. Boys' school trousers from £1.99, anoraks from £3.75, the list goes on. But with your voice...
Christmas cards, 18 pence a dozen, Christmas wrapping paper, 20 sheets for 40. 20 pence.
Keep it going, Henry.
A huge selection of Christmas toys from 20 pence to 20 pounds.
Oh, good.
Children's Wellingtons from £2 a pair.
Adults' Wellingtons from £2.75 a pair.
Bodenham 441.
That's the telephone number of Bache's Bargain Warehouse. Open 3 days a week.
Ah, that's Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays, 9:30 till 4:30.
That's right.
Bache's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Bodenham.
You know, Sir Henry, I reckon you'd be better suited to working on their sludge wagon.
Sunshine, playing all over wall under Haywood.
Rod Stewart for you there. Do you think he could arrange that I don't have to herd cows tonight on the way home? I'm a city girl. Anyway, Susie saying bye-bye, take care, catch you tomorrow. And on Sunshine 299, here's Roger Matthews after the news.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
A man is due to appear in court in Dunstable about now in connection with a four-month hunt for the armed rapist known as the Fox. From Dunstable, Katrina Barmforth reports.
The tiny magistrate's court building in Dunstable is surrounded by red tape as police prepare to bring the man for his court appearance at 4 o'clock. And the normally quiet corner of the town is thronged by pressmen and their cameras ready to record the court proceedings. Police will only confirm that the man will be charged with a number of offences, but that's understood to include rape, grievous bodily harm and possession of a firearm with intent to endanger life. They would not confirm suggestions that a woman was also brought to Dunstable Police Station last night. As scores of people from offices, shops and the local college congregate to catch a glimpse of the man, they may see little as he's hustled into court under the protection of a blanket. But police have said he's the slight, insignificant figure they've so accurately described in the past. Katrina Barmforth, IRN, Dunstable.
Talks aimed at ending the national dock strike are going on in Glasgow. Secret negotiations between the dockers and steel unions have been taking place for the past 2 days to resolve the issue which began the strike. Colin Calder reports.
The miners' strike, now more than 6 months old, resulted in
The dispute started when a bulk carrier docked at the Hunterston Deepwater Terminal without cooperation from the dockers. British Steel claimed that the coal was desperately needed at the Hunterston Steelworks, and ISTC members unloaded the vessel. After 2 days of secret talks, a principle has been agreed relative to quotas, allowing 18,000 tonnes of coal a week for the next month to reach the steel plant. But the national dock strike will not be called off until after a meeting this afternoon, according to acting Scottish Dockers leader John Hardy.
The resolution of the dock strike will depend on a meeting between the Clyde Port Authority and ourselves this afternoon, with a view of the resolving the key issue that caused the strike, and that's the issue of scab labour.
Mr. Hardy, however, said he was optimistic about the outcome of the talks. Colin Calder, IRN, Hunterston.
Britain's industrial production has dropped sharply because of the miners' strike. The strike has reduced output by about 3.5%, and industrial production is now at its lowest for more than a year. Rob Goldston of our financial staff reports.
The miners' strike, now more than 6 months old, resulted in industrial production falling 0.7% in July. The previous month, signs were healthy with a slight rise in output, but the latest figures show the coal strike has reduced this generally by around 3.5%. These figures are the worst since June last year, although there's better news for the oil and car industries, where production was up in both sectors. Manufacturing output is relatively unaffected by the current disputes, and although figures dropped 1% in July, overall there's been little change. So unless there's a sharp change in direction for industrial output, the Chancellor's budget sums could go awry, and there's the danger of another rise in unemployment.
The Airbus consortium of British, French, West German and Spanish plane makers has signed an agreement worth nearly £800 million to sell and lease planes for the American airline Pan Am. 91 aircraft are involved in the deal, which includes purchase options and lease. Independent Radio News.
It's 3 minutes past 4 o'clock here on Sunshine Radio. The weather check for the afternoon. Dry and warm with sunny intervals, though more cloud during the afternoon moving in, and possibility of some rain this evening. The outlook, though mainly dry with sunny intervals for tomorrow. Bit of sports news for you in the Manx International Rally. Leading positions after five stages in the leading position. It's McRae in the Opel Manta 400. His time 29:48. Second position, Pond in the Rover Vitesse at 31 minutes 46 seconds. Third place, Bolton in the Vauxhall Chevette, 31 minutes 54 seconds. In fourth place, Fisher in the Opel Manta 400, the second one in the top five. That's at 32 minutes and 2 seconds. And fifth place, Tilk in the Ford Escort RS, 32 minutes and 6 seconds. Anu Mikola retired after the fourth stage from gearbox failure in his Audi Quattro, and this leaves Opel drivers Jimmy McRae and Russell Brooks to battle it out for the 1984 Rothmans RAC Open Rally Championships. And in boxing, Pat Cadell will defend his European Super Featherweight title against Spain's Roberto Costanan in Birmingham on October the 24th. Cadell, who won the title 2 months ago, and Costanan are both former European featherweight.